morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you?
Well, just keeping busy.
Keeping busy? Okay. Very
busy, busy.
Very good. And as always, Mr. Mike Denslow with Wells Fargo. Mike, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad we're back in the big studio.
Yes, we did. What were you guys doing, McKay? Redoing the Key Studio?
So that
we
got is correct.
We so got pushed out for a while.
Studio, yes.
It's kind of like you guys had given us a taste of the good life in the big studio over here, and then took it away from us. So Mike and I got used to it.
Yeah, Big Jim and Stacy and Faith and the rest of them were in here, and so now we've kicked them back.
We kicked them back out. We're back in the home studio, and glad to be here. It is still extremely busy out there. We flirted with a couple days of sunshine this week, and boy, that was nice. And man, I was showing property. I think on Tuesday it was just gorgeous out, and I figured I could just stay out showing property all day.
Spring's coming. It's like right around the corner, I think.
It's right around the corner. So we always like to start off with kind of our crazy celebrity real estate news. And, McKay, I've got to tell you, this week we have a retraction.
Okay.
We made a mistake. Well, at the time, a couple weeks ago, we reported that Justin Bieber had purchased, you know, that $10.8 million house on his 18th birthday.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like the tenants of that house had a problem with that. So that tenant there that was renting was Ashton Kutcher, and he found out Bieber was purchasing it and decided that he would just buy it instead.
Oh.
Because he didn't want to get kicked out. So so Bieber was on to another property, but just like anybody in the Tri-Cities and kind of stuff we've talked about a little bit here, the dollars might be a little bit different and the commas might be in different places, but they're still the same basic elements of real estate. And on his most recent deal, Justin Bieber had an appraisal come back about $6 million low on the house that he was trying to buy. So now Mike, low appraisals do not help you in the lending world, do they?
No, basically everything's back up for negotiation. I mean, he can still buy it for the higher price. He's just got to make up the difference, which, like you said, about $6 million.
That's all. So Mike brings up a really good point, and that is, and he sees this happen a lot, is when we have a financing addendum to a contract, it says that that contract is contingent upon somebody being able to get financing. And when someone goes in and makes application for a loan, they are going to get X percentage. Say that they'll get a loan for 80% of the sales price to purchase it, and then the 20% down payment. Well, that 80% is based upon the appraised value, not just the value that the buyer and seller say.
Right. It's appraised value or purchase price, which is ever lower.
Exactly. So if the appraised value comes back, if you're on a $200,000 house and the appraised value comes back at 180 instead of 200, that's less the amount of loan that you're going to be willing to get. Now, in our current real estate contracts, it says that there are three options really that can happen. The first option says that a seller at their expense may get a reappraisal done showing the actual value. Now, that is written on our forms, but in theory, that sounds like a good idea. In practice, the lenders nowadays, once there's one low appraisal, they're not going to really care what the second appraisal comes in at. That one low appraisal is usually enough to kick the deal out.
Ooh.
So in reality, that option is probably going to go off the table. It is in there in writing, but it's probably going to go off the table because the lender won't look at the second appraisal. Option number two is that the seller can lower the price to the appraised amount and continue with the transaction. Or option number three is the seller can say refuse to lower the price, and the buyer has to come up with the cash difference to make up the difference. So those are really the options that come up. It's interesting to see. that California and the Hollywood Hills and the stars are not immune to the same appraisal problems that we see here in our local market.
Yeah, it's a little rare here in the Tri-Cities, but I'm glad that Bieber and Kuchar could give us a real-world example that we could use here in the Tri-Cities.
Exactly.
Well, you know, if he's worried about coming up with the extra money, that's just another week of sales from his perfume.
There you go. Exactly. Well, we're taking a little different spin on the real estate market. Normally, we're talking a lot about residential real estate, which is where Mike and I spend the majority of our time. A completely different world, though. It might have the same name in it, but I can tell you it is very different. Is we wanted to get somebody in here to talk about commercial real estate. What's happening in the Tri-Cities right now with commercial real estate? So we brought in a friend of mine, Mr. James Wade with NAI Tri-Cities. James, welcome.
Thank you.
How's everything going in your world?
You know, life is good. I just wanted to take a minute to compliment you on having the courage to duplicate Justin Bieber's hairstyle. I think it's a good look for you.
Oh, please.
I think you should stick with it.
Of course. So, James, talk to us. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How long in the business? Tell us about your company. And, give us a little background here.
You know, I've been in real estate for about 20, 25 years now, strictly devoted commercial the last five. NAI Tri-Cities is the only completely commercial office in the Tri-Cities. Commercial is all that we do. And so we are out there active at all times. And come to you to say what I said last time I was here is be glad we live in the Tri-Cities.
Yeah, definitely. And we've definitely seen that. We've seen that in the residential market for sure. And we've talked a lot about on the show. So, give us a little bit of that Tri-Cities versus national perspective in the commercial world and what you see happening.
Well, I'll jump on board with the low appraisal Bieber story and tell you that one of the transactions I'm closing on next week, we had a transaction of some property actually in Pasco for about $1.6 million, and it came in $250,000 under on the appraisal. So Tri-Cities, as good as we are, we still have those issues as well. But what we're seeing now, kind of an interesting trend, is because we are so much busier than a lot of other marketplaces that some out-of-town commercial brokers are coming into the Tri-Cities trying to find a deal, and some out-of-town commercial appraisers are coming into our market as well. And that was what we ran into on this project, is we had a gentleman from Seattle come in to do the appraisal. He thought he was still in King County. And he had discounted some things that shouldn't be discounted. And so the advantage of working with somebody that's active and fully devoted to commercial is that we have the database, we have the story to be able to back up. We appreciate that you drove over from King County. We love working with you, but let us do your job for you and give you more real-world comps in the Tri-Cities. So the deal came together. You know, there's a compromise, like there always is a compromise, but the deal came together. And the thing that I enjoy most about commercial is my clients advance their business and their life and their business plan, and that's exactly what's going to happen with this client and the space that they're moving into.
Well, that's really interesting, and I mean, he brings up a good point. So we all saw a ton of changes in 2009, at least on the residential side too, because what happened is they put into place dealing with these laws and stuff, the HVCC, which is the Home Valuation Code of Conduct. And that's when we started to see those kind of changes in appraisals, how appraisals were ordered, and even the same thing that James was talking about. We got into a lot of that, where the local lenders were no longer controlling who the appraisal came from. It was more a third-party company, a lot of times even out of state. So we started to get appraisers from Yakima, outlying areas, smaller cities, even Walla Walla, coming into our market, and things were a little bit different for sure. Real estate is still very, very local, and obviously that transpires the exact same way on the commercial side. Now, one of the things I would think that is a little bit different, and what always surprises me is how you have to kind of have more of a vision for what's going to happen in these spaces. I mean, a lot of times I'll see your signs and stuff on blank vanilla shelves, and I mean, talk to me a little bit about how that works and how that process works for someone looking to maybe have a business idea and go into a blank space like that. How does that process work? How would you look to a client that came and said, I'm looking at putting, say, a restaurant in one of these strip malls? Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit how that process works.
You know, the space I was just talking about is a perfect example of that. It's an empty shell of a building. What it was in the right place. So you start off with a location, and what are you trying to do, and where do you want to be, and does traffic count? Do you need to spend a premium to be on that traffic count? Can you be a block off of it? And those sorts of things. And then you get into, okay, what's the space going to look like on the inside? What's the signage going to look like, and so forth? For me, that translates to having a really good team. I have an architect and contractors that I work with on a very regular basis. They're willing to jump in at a moment's notice to work on projects with me. I have a sign contractor that I use regularly that can help us with the layout of what the sign's going to look like. Have marketing people that jump in to help out with marketing that new location and so forth. So what it translates to is you really need to get a sense of what their business plan is trying to accomplish, and you help them fulfill that plan. And that's the fun part of what I do.
Very, very fabulous. So totally different. I mean, we're talking about traffic counts, building signage.
Kind of the opposite of what you want with a house.
Leases, yeah.
We want a lot of cars.
I was thinking the traffic count I'm looking for is usually very, very low at the end of a cul-de-sac. So definitely a major shift in perspective, a totally different world. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back from the break. We're also going to get our mortgage update from Mr. Mike Denslow.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Man, we're having a lot of fun this morning here. We're talking about commercial real estate. We're talking about lending and talking about our local real estate market. Things have just been fabulous. Mike and I know have been very busy sharing a lot of referrals back and forth. And he's got working on a lot of loans for us right now with a lot of our under contract and pending deals. So, Mike, thanks for all the help with that and with helping all of our clients. What's important right now? What do we need to know on the residential side of lending?
Oh, it's the broken record that I mentioned this a lot, but you know, rates are still excellent. Still recommending that people, if you're going to stay in your house for a while, looking at the refinance option. If you're ready to do the step up and go from, you know, what you're in now, you need a little bit more space, those kind of things. It's a good time to contact us, get pre-approved, and obviously get in contact with you to potentially look at a bigger and better home for people, because their dollar is going further than ever at this point. I just wanted to talk about a couple down payment myths. You know, I need a ton of money, I need to have perfect credit, those kind of things. VA loans are still zero down, so for our veterans, they can get a zero down loan. FHA is 3.5%, and that can be a gift from a relative even on something like that. Conventional loan minimum down is 5%. And then USDA in parts of North Pasco, there's still the zero down loans with USDA. Now, for every one of these programs, there is different nuances and things. And, you know, mainly with the conventional, there's credit score limitations. With USDA, there's income limitations. But again, I'm always, you know, wanting people to call, check in, say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. Again, I've said this before as well. It's free to call. Check in, know what your options are, doesn't hurt anything, and then you're educated. And if you're mm-hmm. thinking about, you know, moving up from a $150,000 house to a $200,000 house and you've got this much equity, you know, what does that payment difference look like? You know, if you're refinancing, you've been on your loan for 3 or 4 years at 5%, what does it do to drop down to a 20-year? All those kind of scenarios. It's just, let's get an evaluation. Right? Let's get a checkup. Mortgage checkup. How about that? It's time for the mortgage checkup. Let's take a look at it. Wow, our payment can, you know, is only going to do that and dropping 7-8 years off our mortgage. I mean, it's like I always said, it doesn't cost anything to make that call.
Well, and that's what I see happen a lot right now. More than ever have I seen, you know, 5-6 years ago when you talked about a 15-year mortgage, you'd hardly see very many people take that option. Lately, a lot of times people that I'm seeing refinance, they come to me and they say, gosh, I just got back from Mike's office. I had 24 years left on my mortgage. I went to a 15, and really their payment wasn't that much different.
Yeah.
And so, like you said, if you're going to be in a house the next 15 years and finish raising your family and live there, if you have not refinanced in the last 2 years, I would definitely encourage you to get into Mike and talk to him about that 100%.
A lot of people are afraid of the math. I'm not afraid of the math. I'll do the math for you.
Very, very good. I am, while we were on the topic talking about it, he brought up a great program, and I actually brought in a property. I didn't even know you were going to talk about that today. That matches up with that. And he said the USDA, that's a zero down loan program that is available, and there are properties in West Pasco that qualify for that, mm-hmm. and one of our brand new listings qualifies for it. It's 8018 Natchez Court. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath Rambler, and it's right there in West Pasco off of Sandifer. We're talking 1442 square feet, 2-car garage, and it's got a huge lot, over a third of an acre lot. I mean, just massive backyard. They've put in a raised patio. You've got a fire pit. You've got chairs back there. Gorgeous place, and it's coming in at $165,000. It's really probably the best deal in the USDA range right now that you can get out to, use that zero down, and get into a home now. So not only zero down, but you're going to get probably the best interest rate we've seen in history, you know, in a long time. So it's kind of a double whammy to use that on our new listing in Natchez Court. So feel free to call me if you'd like to take a look at that. Definitely one of our premier properties right now. Another one I wanted to mention real quick because we were talking spring, and we have a beautiful property for sale right now on Vancouver Street, and it's 2500 South Vancouver. So what that is it is nearly 5 acres, 2 residences, a main house, plus a second home. And it is full of cherry trees. It's a beautiful cherry orchard surrounding the house. That is priced at $495,000, but it never looks better than it looks this week.
Right
now. Because all of it is blossomed out, beautiful. The trees are beautiful, and it's definitely worth a drive by to check that out. If you need any questions about that, about the orchard or what goes on there, I've got a great frequently asked questions sheet about that property. You can email me or call at 727-8977, and I'd love for you to take a look at that.
So I guess finishing up my segment, letting James talk a little bit more about commercial. You know, we talked about the programs. We talked about, you know, not having to have perfect credit, those kind of things. So please check in with me on that, 736-2621. And let me put in my disclosure here. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., equal housing lender. The other thing of what I do here in the Tri-Cities is obviously being involved with the boat races and water follies. I've had 3 hydroplane teams, Lance, in the last week contact me about testing on our river. And that's a big thing because it allows you to get down, see the boats up close. We don't have the normal, you know, security fences up and all those kind of things. So keep listening to this show because it's looking like mid-May, and possibly even early June, we might have 2 testing sessions, and get one of these boats down, you know, get a couple boats down here and have some fun out on the water and get us ready for the end of July.
Very cool, Mike. Well, thanks again for that update. We really appreciate that. Now, back to commercial real estate, James. Mm-hmm. It sounds pretty complicated to me. I mean, you started talking about needing to, like, review business plans with your clients and that type of stuff. So one thing that I've always, you know, been intrigued about with what you do is you sometimes have to get almost more involved in not only the property, but the actual business and business plan that's going into that property. Seems like you wear a lot of hats sometimes in that position.
You know, sometimes you're a business consultant. Sometimes you're a therapist. Yeah, I've had clients cry during some of our discussions. Let me disclose that I am not looking for more crying clients. But it's, you know, it's a very, very big decision. A lot of this is new to them as well. So the biggest thing in my business is relationship and trust. And you have to have people that trust you, that you trust them, that you work together at. Often takes several months to get a transaction put together and closed and done and built out and occupied. So you have to be working together. So yes, we get to know each other extremely well. We get to know how long do you want to work? What do you need to make? What sort of expenses do you already have? We go through everything. And the other thing that is a little bit unique to commercial is I work with a lot of the same clients over and over and over again. So we're working together year after year after year on projects and really get to know each other.
Gotcha.
I'm going to segue off of Mike's comments. Interest rates right now, the most attractive financing out there is the Small Business Administration, SBA. It's attractive because you can get into a commercial mortgage with 10% down as opposed to 20 or 30% down for conventional money. Rates right now on the SBA portion are going to be 4-point-something, and that 4-point-something is going to be fixed for 20 years.
On commercial money?
On commercial money. Phenomenal.
That is unbelievable. I mean, I don't know much about commercial. I refer my clients to James. But, man, I can't believe that the rates have come down to that.
Well, I think we should talk, Lance. It might be time for the Kenmore team to have a permanent location in there.
He's very, very good at that. I like what he does there for sure. Well, that is in-depth, and obviously those relationships are super, super important. Much like we have a pick three, I know you've got some phenomenal properties out there that you're working on. Tell us about some of the properties you're representing.
You know, I'm blessed with averaging somewhere around 50 to 55 listings at any one point in time, and that helps all of my listings because it makes the phone ring. That also takes me in all of the markets and all different types of cities and all sorts of different types of properties. Three that I really want to chat about is in Vista Field. I've got a brand new medical office building, extremely attractive, with a second suite available, 3,500 square feet. You come in and design the space, we'll build it out for you. It's at a very, very competitive lease rate in a brand new building. On Gage Boulevard, on the top of the Gisa building, we've got 7,000 square feet of true river view property off of one end of it. You can look out and have a sweeping view of the river. Mm-hmm. Look out the end of it, you get the other end, and you're looking out at the mountains. It's a gorgeous space. Once again, we'll build it out exactly the way you want it.
So now some people I don't think would even realize that's available. So you're saying that another business can go like into Gisa's building there, the new headquarters at Steptoe? Is that what you're talking about?
Yep. 51
Gage. Works for them.
Okay, so another business, so an engineering firm or a law firm or something could actually go into that building with Gisa.
Perfect location for a law firm, engineering firm. We had a software development company in town last week from out of town looking at relocating here, which is another piece of what we do, and they're considering it as well. So it's you know, you get all the benefits of being in their brand new gorgeous building, except you didn't have to pay for it.
Very, very good. I like that. Well, that's really interesting. Okay.
Third one is going on a theme of Riverview properties. We've got 3 acres of property right next door to the Spalding Business Park and Columbia Park Trail. Kind of a little keyhole entry into the back of the space. Topography rises up. So you build your building on the back of the space, and you are looking out at the Columbia River and the Yakima River Delta. Got a very motivated client who, like a lot of my clients, has some other business endeavors that he'd like to take that money and apply to. So a little over 3 acres, ready to be fully developed.
Wow, excellent. And that is amazing. As I've seen that Spalding Business Park, there's some gorgeous new buildings that have gone on down there. That's really kind of become a hot spot of activity for commercial real estate, huh?
It's a nice location because it's right in the middle of everything. So you just jump on the highway and you can get to any place. Physicians like it because they can practice at multiple hospitals. Business likes it because it's a little more of a business park setting than some other places that we have. It'd be a great hotel location with a river view and right off the highway. So ready when you are. Be a great location for a residential real estate office.
Twice, man, I tell you. You always want an agent that's a closer. And he's tried to close me twice since we've just been on the radio show.
You're kidding.
So that is very, very good.
But he did call you Bieber, too.
Yes, he did call me Bieber to start. So definitely. Well, James, it really is a different world, a different skill set, different sets of contracts. I get that question a lot, you know, can you help me with this commercial real estate project? And the answer is generally no, but I know the guy that can. So I appreciate you helping all of our residential clients that also operate businesses. It's a great partnership. I appreciate you taking care of those clients when we send them to you. So thank you very much for that. And that is going to wrap us up here, the world of commercial real estate. We could probably do three more shows on it, so we might have to get James back here in a couple months and talk to us a little bit more about that. But once again, if people need to contact you about these great properties, James, how can people get a hold of you?
You know, I always say if you can get your broker at the office, he's in the office too much, so call me on my cell, 521-3724.
Thank you so much, James. And as always, if you just always remember kenmartine.com, shoot me an email. We'll get you over to James also. And Mr. Mike Denslow, contact info?
736-2621 or 531-9507. And Lance? Let's get to work.
Let's get to work. Everybody have a great week.
We'll see you next Saturday on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.